producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better than Ellen Ratner. Ellen, huge news today. Supreme Court on the EPA, a big victory for the White House. Tell everyone why this is so huge for them.
Well, basically, there was sort of two decisions. The first decision was a 7-2 decision, basically saying that the White House does have a right to regulate these emissions. And then the degree to which they could regulate it was a 5-4 decision, basically, and it brings it down from, I think, 87% to 83%. I mean, I don't really understand it all, but that's pretty much what happened. And so I think that that's very good news for the White House. But, you know, honestly, no matter what Supreme Court it's been in recent time, they have always really supported the executive branch.
Yeah, boy, that's true if you go and look at the decisions. We'll talk about that a little bit tonight. The other thing is the president spoke at the Working Family Summit, and he was really pushing to help women, I think, in the workforce.
Well, yes. One of the things he says is, look, we have the Family Leave Act, and that's great, but a lot of people don't make enough money to allow them to leave without pay. So we should be paying some of these people. And he talked about his own mother and his own mother being a single mother and all of that. Very interesting.
Yeah, very, very interesting. You know, the speaking of mothering, what about these kids in this situation with the immigration, which you know is part of the water cooler buzz? There was the House Democrats today pushing a piece of legislation that would basically enable unaccompanied minors who leave their home countries to have a fair shot at an immigration proceeding. So
well,
what does that do?
Saying that's right, is that these kids deserve to have an attorney that you can't put, as the woman member, one of the women member of Congress from California, but you can't put kids against Uncle Sam and expect the kids to win without any kind of legal representation. So what they want to do is get these kids who are picked up some legal representation.
Yeah. I know that you're all about presidential handicapping. How about the Hillary Clinton holding a 49% lead, Bush trailing with 36%? This is the Iowa stuff. And, you know, you could look at Paul Ryan. You could look at Rand Paul. Are you surprised by that?
I'm not surprised by that. It's very early on. And, again, I've been saying on the air, and I am probably going to be wrong, but I have a feeling she may not run.
Really? You think because the grandmother thing, getting older, not wanting to, something changes?
I mean, she's going to be 69 years old. You know, it's funny. There's a White House reporter that's actually been there since the mid-70s, somebody I know quite well, who has Parkinson's. And there was an event tonight to welcome the new press secretary, and I looked at her and I said, what are you still doing here? Who would want to stay here? I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm different about politics. Some people live on it. It's just not my thing.
You know what? It's funny you seg into that because this is the most important question I'm going to ask you. I know you're probably all into this. Are you all over the World Cup?
I am a little bit over the World Cup, into the World Cup. And I want us to win very much on Thursday. I can't believe the game is going to be at noon because there goes all my staff and everybody else in Washington, D.C. and we're playing against Germany.
Hard. Tough. They're tough, Ellen,
absolutely.
Just so you know. It's not going to be easy.
Yes.
Wow. Well, I'm pleased that you said you're watching the World Cup and you can't wait to see what the USA does. We'll see. Go USA. Thanks, Ellen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Normally not a big sports fan, so it's easy to kind of rib her about that, but that goes to my point that people who wouldn't watch sports, don't really care, are hooked into World Cup because they're cheering for the USA. Or if you're listening to us someplace else, perhaps you're rooting for another team, but there is no question about it. There is big, big interest there. So certainly on Thursday, a lot of people will be calling in sick, taking a little extra long lunch, playing some kind of hooky, whatever they have to do so that they can watch the game. Unless they're one of those rare birds that can tape it and isolate themselves somehow, and not find out what happened, although I think that's so tough to do now. Between social media, text messaging, I think it's very, very tough not to have a clue as to what happened and go back and hours later and watch a game. Somebody tips the hand somewhere during the day, and a lot of it might not be face-to-face. It might be, like I said, a social media thing or a simple text or something that you see come across the sky or somebody mentioning it, and I think it's just too big. It'd be pretty hard to do that unless you work from home and could avoid anything in your path that would tip you off as to who won or who lost or was it a draw or what happened. And we will go over those World Cup scenarios at the tail end of this hour and Seinfeld. That's what they have in common. We're going to talk about both of those things. So I'm sure you're on the edge of your seat. We talked there about the EPA and SCOTUS and the ruling, and surprise, not a surprise. Certainly when it comes to carbon emissions, that's huge for the White House. This goes to everything, or part anyway, that the Obama folks ran on. It was all about, we're going to do something about, you know, climate change. It's real. We're going to try to reduce those emissions. We're going to get other people on board. So it's a partial deal, as Ellen was explaining. They upheld one of Obama's really earliest efforts against climate change, saying that, you know, the Environmental Protection Agency had the authority to impose new permitting requirements on some power plants and factories. And that is big, because that means they can make the ruling, and they're talking about cutting down 30% by 2030 already. We know that. And besides that, they could up the ante a little bit more. You know, even more comprehensive regulations, and I wouldn't be shocked by that. So that's at least a preliminary victory, right? And mixing that all in, the idea that now they can proceed, and the court did splinter off, so it limits the rules to a few hundred facilities that have to get permits for other pollutants. The greenhouse gas emissions by themselves can't be the trigger for a permit to be required. So there is that part of it. There is that part of it. But the rest of it is pretty significant, I would say. If a power plant has that as part of the deal, then they're going to have technology to control emissions from a modified kind of major source of air pollution from something else. They're going to have to modify the major sources, in other words, because it'll be what the EPA can set. It'll be the standards, and there's not much you can do about it. So the industries who would be affected by this are companies that have applied for permits, big names like Exxon would be one of them. Occidental would be another. You've heard of them. Calpine is another corporation you've probably heard of. All of them probably were pretty upset today, at least thinking, counting on their hands, what they would have to ultimately pay to change over some of their facilities. So it is a win. He is the general, it seems, out of the White House. He certainly has SCOTUS right where he wants him for the most part. Anyway, fair or foul, you can always weigh in, 855-266-5283. Speaking of fair or foul, the IRS claims a computer crash. We're talking about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
They were blown away when it comes to hard drives. Hey, everybody. Kate D. here with you, finding it very hard to believe that all of that happened. It's just too convenient, isn't it? I mean, seriously. It doesn't take a genius to think, it's a conspiracy theory in a way, but how can it be that they lost all those emails? How can that be? I have to tell you, have you ever lost an email? Have you ever had to back up a system? Have you ever thought everything in your world crashed? It's happened to me in different jobs. And guess what? They always could find them, even when things were crashing. So there's another crazy thing happening. How did the IRS lose thousands of emails from the account of Lois Lerner? She just happens to be the key player in the scandal. Happens to be the one. But everybody else's email's okay. So the IRS commissioner, John Kaskinen, told a House Oversight Committee that it happens. That, you know, they're looking into it. There's an investigation. That's what they're doing. They're going to have an independent review concerning the computer crash 3 years ago. And they're saying that the circumstances surrounding the emails and the IT issues are preliminarily seem to be genuine. The IT problems go back to 2011. The IRS says the hard drive on her computer crashed and all the email was lost. They say At the time, its backup system only retained emails for 6 months. Now, to be fair, at least six other employees related to the IRS investigation also experienced hard drive problems. But the IRS is saying it's not yet certain if any of their emails were lost. Wow, that's mysterious. You have so many people that work for the IRS, thousands and thousands of people around the whole country. But these seven people, their email seems to be missing. So what is the technology procedure at the IRS? Boy, they can find you if you owe them a penny, can't they? You know what I'm talking about in those nooks and crannies. Boom, like that, overnight you'll get a letter if they think something's wrong. That they, you know, that you owe money, or they think you owe money, or there's something that you took out of something and you forgot about. So, of course, they're questioning the technology procedures of when she was there and all of a sudden this data loss, and whether a hard drive crash would completely erase the emails. It doesn't matter. This is beyond politics. And the three dreaded letters, which already nobody likes to really pay the tax man, let's face it, it just makes it worse. I mean, here she was running a division that determined tax-exempt status for nonprofit organizations. That's pretty important. That's a pretty huge gig. And the Inspector General's report concludes that her division inappropriately singled out Tea Party and other groups for extra scrutiny, so it dragged it out. So they didn't get that tax-exempt status. And we already know that. But the fact that the pleading the fifth and other people, other Democrats on the Hill, saying that, well, there's nothing nefarious here, this is just politics. I mean, clearly, these cover-ups, thinly veiled, I mean, they broke laws. It's shady. No accountability. No, and really, it deserves explanation. So good for Daryl Issa for pushing this to the limit. No matter what you think of Issa, tactically, this was a smooth move. Not answering questions, emails disappearing, hard drives crashed. Can all those things happen? Can a hard drive crash? Of course. Can people lose their email? Of course. But isn't it interesting? It's only surrounding this. So it's natural to conclude that something's going on here and it's not above board. And really, I hope they get to the bottom of this. I don't think it is Republican playbook. I don't. I know a lot of people think that, but I don't believe so. And if it's not, then why was this woman put in charge of tax-exempt status of nonprofit groups? Could there be a bigger, one of the biggest gigs at the IRS that people are concerned about? That's important to get that tax-exempt status when you have a nonprofit. So for goodness sake, she was a huge gatekeeper of a huge piece of the IRS. You know, what does it all mean? Does she even know 501c4? What does that mean? All these denials, just clearly, these are lies that are piling up. They're piling up. So they've recovered 24,000 of the emails, by the way. That's what they've got. What are the odds that in 24,000 emails, 175,000 pages of documents, you know, is there no evidence? I think that the evidence that we want to see, has been killed. I really don't think it's a witch hunt. I don't. I would say, honestly, you know how I roll here on this show. Right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, I don't care. Really, I don't. It's just ridiculous. And trust me, some of the Republicans are just as bad. We're spending a ton of taxpayer money to recover these emails. We are. So I hope we get to the bottom of it, because I don't want that to be wasted. If we're going to have a scandal, if we're going to investigate it, if we're going to keep the pedal to the ground on this, then let's just go for it. The emails get deleted. Oh, the emails disappear. All that stuff goes away. It's too neat and tidy. It is. It's just too neat and tidy. Now, if they found her emails and it was like, okay, here's all the emails from to the White House, but back and forth, emails sent to other people, people that work for her, to tell them about what they had to do and tax-exempt status and to be particularly careful in certain areas, cool. Then we've got them. And then they can be interpreted from there. But we don't have any of that. We have nonsensical emails. We don't have the ones that we need. It's just too neat. It's too neat. It's like the perfect crime that's not the perfect crime. When the bad guy thinks he got away with it, got away with the ultimate heist, got away with murder, did everything he was supposed to do, wiped the blade clean, in other words, made the scene look chaotic, like it should be, like somebody tossed the place or whatever. And good detectives know that. We've had some good detectives on the show in the past talking about various things that have happened with crimes. They can sniff it out in an instant. It's just too perfect. The answers are too good. In her case, she didn't answer anything because she pled the fifth the whole time. But the whole idea that we're supposed to believe that these emails disappeared and that now the hard drive has crashed, I don't think so. I think it was a major incident where they're burying it, realizing how big it is, get rid of it, set it on fire, throw it away, do something. But we don't want to see any of it around here. Do whatever you have to do. And listen, if she completely acted on her own, then she's the most brilliant woman ever, and I don't get it, because I don't see that from her. She decides she's going to do this, she executes it, she tells people what to do, and they don't even question it. And then she gets rid of all the emails when the heat is on her back. I just don't think she's clever enough to do that. There is more to this story. Who it involves, it might not involve the White House, but it might involve people surrounding the White House, which could be equally as damaging and bad. We just don't know at this point. So you go, Daryl Issa, seriously. We've already spent the money anyway. Please, can we have a conclusion to something in this country? You say you want to throw in your 2 cents? You certainly can. 855-266-5283. When we come back, we're going to Dan in Texas.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom. I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Is it possible, or are we just being mean? Is it possible that Lois Lerner was the victim of several unfortunate circumstances? That, listen, she's in the soup, but she doesn't understand why. Boom, she's gone from the IRS. Leave me alone. And yes, yeah, so I had this email thing. It happened. It crashed. I don't know what to tell you. Can't get those emails back. Everything's gone, including the hard drive. Yep. Has the IRS ever lost your tax return? I'm just saying. I'm just thinking out loud. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, 855-266-5283. Dan in our backyard in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, baby. I found out something tonight. You know all these kids that are coming across the border? Well, in January of this year, the Obama administration put out a contract to take care of 65,000 new kids that were going to be coming across the border. Of course, they know nothing about it now, but that was disclosed tonight on the Roger Hedgecock show, and they got it. They don't have to worry about emails. They got the goods on that.
I heard that. That was huge news.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But it's not being covered. It's not being covered. They're trying to bury that, just like they're trying to bury Hillary's getting that 12-year-old girl that was raped off the screen. And down at the border, all kinds of reporters are told, no, you can't have access. No.
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to bury this thing. I'm telling you, Kate, This is a smoking gun. We're going to get these people. Now, on the learner situation, guess what? I also found out that not only does the archives in Washington, D.C. of the IRS have those emails that they claim disappeared, those are also backed up on a tape system there. Plus, they're also backed up on an offsite that categorizes and keeps every single email for the entire United States government, and they have a backup. So they can't say that they, ICE is going to get to that, by the way. They're going to be subpoenaing these people and their records as well, and it's going to come out, and there's going to be some heads fall. And as far as Lerner having the Fifth Amendment, she violated that when the first thing she said was, I am innocent of any charges mm-hmm. against me. I've never done anything wrong. I'm as innocent as the falling snow, blah, 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 blah. That was a violation of her constitutional rights
yeah.
right there. She
yeah.
cannot claim privilege. She cannot claim it because she violated it. You cannot offer anything up in your defense. If you do, it's null and void. Your Fifth Amendment rights are null and void, and they are not.
Yeah, you're fair game. You're fair game.
Absolutely.
You're right.
She's going to
yeah.
go down. They're going to
yep.
get her on contempt of Congress, and that carries a jail sentence. If they don't get her on anything else, they're going to ship her out to jail. Now, all this other stuff is going to come back to bite Obama as well, and I couldn't be happier. I'd love to see this illegal alien from Mombasa, Kenya, who happens to be a Sunni. I don't think that's why he's not going to do the missile thing on the Sunnis, because if he does, he's hitting his own little tribe, and he really doesn't like Maliki and the Shiites. He doesn't even like the ones in Iran. This guy's going to be in more hot water than you can shake. And I found out something else. Valerie Jarrett, she had a little expose on Obama, and she says, she cannot keep his attention for more than 10 minutes on anything.
I saw that.
Wasn't that great?
She did not mean to say that. She didn't realize.
You talk about the most unqualified man in the history of America to be in the White House. This guy is a clown.
Well, it's crazy that somebody in his own posse made that comment, because that was a slip-up. I guarantee they chastised her after that, Dan, because, she said that. I can't keep his attention for more than 10 minutes. All right, so Dan's still going after Obama. He still swears that he's going to be impeached, and I still swear, no matter what, you are crazy to think he's going to get impeached. We only have a couple of years left. But if it does happen, which I think there's not a great chance of that, I think there's a better chance that my Eagles will win the Super Bowl next year, I will walk naked to New Jersey. Let's go to Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate, and I can't wait for that day to happen because I'm still on the
field. All right, you're in. You can tell the Falcons. I love it.
look, here's a simple way to find these emails. The head of the IRS, you turn around and say, when did you become aware of the hard drive crash? Because it is under the government's data protection laws, the Congress, it must be notified as soon as it happens. And so as soon as he says, well, I haven't notified it, fine, you arrest him for being in violation of that law. Then you go to his second in command. When did you become aware of these hard drive problems and that it had corrupted the backups? Who did you report it to?
Yeah.
You haven't reported it? Fine. You're under arrest. I guarantee you that with after two or three arrests, the IT people will be falling over themselves to present backups with that information there. And failing that, why not just go to Utah to the NSA's listening station there? I'm sure they've got a copy of them. After all, they're recording you and I this moment.
Right. Oh, they're definitely recording this. I'm certain of it. Hopefully you're entertained.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. You're right. There's just so many places you can turn. I find it hard to believe that every possibility, especially with the IRS, because they're very anal about record keeping and having backup after backup. I know two people that work for the IRS that were good friends of my mother's in Philadelphia.
And as you know, I'm heavily in the computers as well. Now, it is impossible in a hard drive crash to just remove specific pieces of information. It'll corrupt data on a wide band. Given that nothing else has been corrupted, we know it's a lie. And why did they shred up the hard drives? Because they know that a forensic examiner could actually retrieve the information off them. You know, this isn't just a smoking gun. This is a smoking machine gun. There's just so many things that are
that don't make sense. Yeah, that are wrong. Jack, here's the thing. It's not even about, really, it's not even really about politics. Somebody who could be a flaming Democrat can listen to this and say, you cannot say that there's something wrong in this. Our pal Ellen Ratner fits that description. She says it's wrong. It doesn't make sense. There's craziness about the backups.
And I agree on absolutely nothing except for this.
Right, that's what I mean. And so there's no question. You can't throw that, ISIS is just a rabid conservative Republican. He's going after the jugular. And not in this case. There's something here. And plus, we've already spent the money investigating it. We need to get to the bottom of this.
I mean, we've just got to go back to the early 70s and the Watergate scandal, where they tried to hide information. And that was an old-fashioned audio tape.
Yep.
And, you know, look, it brought down Nixon. And sent someone who I met later in life, G. Gordon Liddy, to prison. Now, if it didn't work in the old-fashioned analog days without all of this technology, how on earth do they think they're going to get away with it this time, where we've got, you know, more layers of backup than there are layers in an onion?
Yeah. Certainly moving forward, you can't say that. I agree. And how they could then, I don't know either. It just doesn't ring true. It just doesn't. I agree.
No.
It's wrong.
No.
It's funny business. They're just, I guess, figuring, okay, you know, we've got the deck and we're not going to play, so we're just going to keep stymieing you with, we're investigating it. We can't get to the bottom of it. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, I just keep coming back to that statement from Mr. Obama saying, this will be the most transparent government in American history. Has he looked at the dictionary to find out the meaning of the word transparent? Because I don't think he has. I don't know if you saw this. The anti-gun vice president was photographed on the weekend with a water gun that looked like an assault rifle. We've got kids being expelled from school for eating a Pop-Tart that looked, you know, into the shape of a gun. And he's all for supporting that. So hypocrisy and lack of transparency, I think, will be the how history records this administration, assuming that you know, this administration doesn't take us to the point of civil war.
Oh, boy, I hope not, Jack. I definitely hope not. There's so much little time left, and you know how time flies. But people are very frustrated by what they're seeing. Thanks, Jack. With this situation at the border, and like I keep saying, it's not about politics. And listen, I have friends on all sides of the spectrum, friends that have nothing to do with radio or in other careers, and this is all I hear. The frustration level is at a boiling point. He's right about that, and let's certainly hope it doesn't explode. Seinfeld World Cup scenarios and funny jokes next on ATN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you recognize that theme? Did you watch Seinfeld? Did you get it? Did you get the show about nothing that made a whole bunch of people a whole lot of money? Made Jerry Seinfeld very, very famous. Also the rest of the cast, I think, too, at some point. Not quite as famous as Seinfeld. And then Larry David, the creator, who goes on to ultimately have his own show, too, on HBO called Curb Your Enthusiasm. So as we aim toward the straightaway, there was nothing straight obvious about Seinfeld. But I have to say, I was a Seinfeld fan. Not originally, but because I knew a lot of my friends watched it, I kind of got hooked into it. You know how people keep talking. Oh, it's so funny what Jerry did. It's so funny what Elaine did. Oh, did you see the thing with the cereal all the time? Blah, blah, blah. And the crazy obsessive compulsion thing that Seinfeld had that kind of played out in that. The reason I bring it up is because from June 30th through July 5th, TBS is going to air 25 of Seinfeld's most famous episodes. 25 years. Can you believe it? That it's been that long for Seinfeld, the anniversary? I'm stunned. I just can't believe it's been that long. Ooh, it makes me feel really, really old. I don't know about the rest of you. But Matt Johnson remembers Seinfeld, so you were watching it when you were just a lad, weren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think what helped me get into it was the syndication where you had the later seasons were airing live on NBC, but then it was being syndicated on so many different channels, and it still is to this day. You can find it on at least, I think, two or three different stations. And that's kind of how I probably got into it first, was watching it a little bit on syndication when I got home from school, and then finding it live. And then it was wedged, I think it was wedged around Cheers at the start and then Friends at the end. And so there was a lot of TV on that Thursday night. That was when NBC had the must-see TV block.
Absolutely. And so then that's what happens, because you're right about that right age. What did you like about Seinfeld? Was it just because it was so quirky and strange, or there was one of the characters you liked?
I definitely thought Costanza was the secret star of the show, Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
Especially when he was working for the Yankees. And they had the Steinbrenner character, which was actually voiced by Larry David, but you never saw his face. I thought that was pretty funny, too.
I did, too. I think I thought the Yankee thing especially was big for me. And then there were some crazy things that would happen. You know, it always seemed like they were competing, and they had an episode called The Contest, and that was pretty funny, I think. And another one that was a pretty famous one was the Chinese restaurant, and there was a lot of crazy little characters and things in between that were good. Kramer was funny to me,
right.
And then of course Kramer, he took a major hit after that show for exploding when he was doing a stand-up comedy thing. But and then we both liked the show that what's her name went on to do now, The Veep.
Veep, yep. Actually,
yeah.
She said it. I mean, she had the New Adventures of Old Christine, which did all right. I mean, there was a time where that was the best show that anybody from Seinfeld had done post-Seinfeld, and now she's on The Veep, and you had Larry David, who was the creator, and now he did Curb Your Enthusiasm. But, I mean, I think
Julie Louise Dreyfus,
yes,
really.
Yes, I can't think of her name.
Yeah, I couldn't either at first.
Elaine Bennis. I'm like, no, that's a character. But, yeah, she's been pretty successful.
Yeah, as she has been. And the Veep character is hilarious. Because we talk about politics so much on America Tonight. If you ever get a chance to check out Veep, you got to watch it. Because she will just bust out laughing. One episode and you'll be hooked, I swear. Speaking of being hooked from Seinfeld and their 25th anniversary, stunning to me. Portugal and the U.S., how many people were watching that? I mentioned at the beginning, saying to Ellen, oh, gee, about the USA, and then she surprised me by saying that she was into it and watching just because she wanted to see what was going to happen. Well, how about this? They set a ratings record with that game. So that's how many people were watching. Not just in the U.S., by the way. There were a lot of other people that were getting busy watching the game to see what happened. Probably haters who didn't want to see the U.S. win, but also people who really wanted to see the U.S. win. So it kind of went both ways. And so this goes to that whole thing about people wanting to see what happens in the World Cup. And I think for a game like soccer, it's really, really good to have these huge ratings. Because more people have kids and grandkids, etc., that play the game, and they're paying attention, and I think that's great. I mean, when you have, 25 million, 30 million, crazy numbers off the chart, then you can't deny that somebody cares what happens in this. Somebody cares. Even if it was a 2-2 draw, and it was a great game, there was a lot of drama, even at the end, though we didn't want to, we wanted to see the U.S. win. So they say, the Nielsen company says, it was an average of 24.7 million viewers on ESPN and Univision who paid attention and who watched it. So it actually matches up with 2010, where there was the World Cup final between Spain and the Netherlands. So how about that? Then, of course, you have the mobile apps that people are streaming, and people are streaming and watching. So who knows how many more? They think at least a half a million more, probably more than that. Out of parks like Grant Park in Chicago, 10,000 people showed up to watch it. And I guess the game is continuing to grow ever since we hosted, the U.S. hosted the World Cup in 1994. So the ratings are there. We'll see what happens against Germany. And I think the ratings will be big for that one, too. And let's hope the U.S. does whatever it can to fend off the Germans, because it's not going to be easy to do that. And that's the key thing here. What does the U.S. have to do? Matt, you're paying attention to this. What does the U.S. have to do to be able to move on, to get that moment where they can go beyond and at least a draw? I mean, they really want at least a draw. And if they came up with a win, then they're in.
Yeah, well, win or a tie, and they'll move on. So, I mean, bottom line is just play better defense than they have been playing. And to be honest with you, I mean, they were playing a pretty good game against Portugal. They had the mishap early, and then you had the turnover late, and that was the bookend of the two goals that Portugal scored. But other than that, you didn't see them get a ton of chances. There was a couple times where I got a little scared. I think they hit one off the crossbar, or not the post. It was the post, I think. But, I mean, I think in general the U.S. has been playing a pretty solid game, and if they just keep doing that, Germany is, I think, because they're in the driver's seat with the group, they're not going to come out guns blazing. So I think if you see us get a goal early, they're going to come back and unleash the dogs. But I think as long as we just play solid and not kind of get in our heads, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, I agree. And as long as Michael Bradley does what he has to do, he's getting a lot of support from his team because people are really creaming him for not just smashing the ball out of bounds or going in a different direction instead of in that open field moment. Unfortunately, it's set up for what ended up being the cross pass and boom, the cross, and ended up being the winning goal. But they got to move beyond that to win. They can't dwell on those moments. And as soccer players, they certainly know it. So they have to support their midfielder and say that he's, you know, the best and the greatest and whatever, and move on from that. It has to get that. It has to go that way. Otherwise, they can't get up for what they have to do against Germany. So pretty big stuff. Also big stuff, Mexico. Do you see this? Mexico 3-1 over Croatia. So they're still alive.
Yep, they advanced to the next round. They get to play Brazil, so have fun with that. But the one thing that is interesting that maybe not everyone notices is how now that this is the third set of games, all the times change, and they play them at the exact same time.
Yeah.
And they do that so that you can't gain an advantage by playing later.
Yep. That's very good observation. Glad you mentioned that. So everybody take note of that. There's your little factoid for the evening. We're going to finish with this one. I promise a joke. What do marriage and nature do so well? Marriage is nature's way of preventing people from fighting with strangers.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.